So when the report, I mean, it is a really damning report in the, from the Defence Committee, when it says that they blame a rotten core of civil servants at the heart of the MOD, and I'm quoting here, does that ring true to you? A rotten core of civil servants at the heart of the MOD?
They're harsh words, but I have no reason to doubt the committee's findings. I had my own difficulties with the civil service when I was head of the army.
So it still beggars belief that you can go from roughly, you know, 300 cases or so to 3,000 cases in what seemed to have been an industry of allegations. Again, another accusation levelled by the committee, a lot of it producing money for the law firms involved. I mean, this is, if you kind of presented this as a film script to a Hollywood producer, they'd say, you know, it's a great story, but it just doesn't ring true. It's too outlandish.
As I say, you couldn't make it up. I note that of the cases that finished up with IHAT, 80%, thereabouts, 80% were brought by this one firm, so-called public interest lawyers, a misnomer if ever there was one, because there was no interest for the public. It seems to me interest in themselves.
But on the other hand, I mean, you mentioned at the very beginning of the interview, it is important that we continue with oversight on the battlefield. Has the tradition and the process of oversight, which is so crucial to the reputation of the British Army, been damaged by this scandal?
I fear it has. Personal reputations have been damaged of those soldiers so appallingly allegations made against them. And close to my heart, on the wider scale, the reputation of the British Army from these unfounded and trumped-up allegations.